Task 2. In this section, you will hear a report about dishonest online companies in the United States. Your task is to find one word in each of the following sentences which doesn't make sense in the context of the recording. First, cross it out, and then write the correct one on the line after the sentence. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. Start studying the task in your test booklet now.
One day, Richard Brody got an email from a company in New York. The company had good news for Mr. Brody. "Congratulations," the letter said. "You are the winner of a mini electronic piano. Please send us $10 for shipping, and we will mail the piano to you." A description of the piano was in the letter. Mr. Brody read the description very carefully and decided to mail the company $10 for the piano. 2 months later, Mr. Brody received a box in the mail. It was his piano. He opened the box and found pieces of newspaper. He reached through the newspapers and reached and reached. Finally, he felt something small and hard. He pulled out his piano. The piano was made of plastic, and it was only 5 inches by 2 inches. It had 13 tiny buttons. When Mr. Brody pushed the buttons, the piano made a beeping sound. The piano cost $1.99 in most stores. The company that sent Mr. Brody the piano was dishonest. Dishonest companies often do business by mail. They are very clever. They send letters and tell people they have won something. They also trick people with their advertising. One company sold solar-powered clothes dryers through the mail. The clothes dryers were cheap, so a lot of people ordered them. When the people received their clothes dryers, they were disappointed and angry. The solar-powered clothes dryer was a string and a clothespin. Another company sold necklaces of faux pearls. The necklaces were cheap, so a lot of people ordered them. Those people, too, were disappointed and angry when they received their necklaces. The pearls were made of white plastic. The people didn't know that in French, faux means not real. People ordered faux pearls, and they got faux pearls, pearls that are not real. Every year, people in the U.S. send over $900 million to dishonest companies. The United States Postal Service tries to stop the dishonest companies who do business by mail. 500 employees at the Postal Service have only one job, stopping the dishonest companies. The Postal Service employees give this advice. If a company's prices are very, very low, watch out. Don't order a diamond for $5.99. And if you win a mini electronic piano, don't send the company $10.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
One day, Richard Brody got an email from a company in New York. The company had good news for Mr. Brody. "Congratulations," the letter said. "You are the winner of a mini electronic piano. Please send us $10 for shipping, and we will mail the piano to you." A description of the piano was in the letter. Mr. Brody read the description very carefully and decided to mail the company $10 for the piano. 2 months later, Mr. Brody received a box in the mail. It was his piano. He opened the box and found pieces of newspaper. He reached through the newspapers and reached and reached. Finally, he felt something small and hard. He pulled out his piano. The piano was made of plastic, and it was only 5 inches by 2 inches. It had 13 tiny buttons. When Mr. Brody pushed the buttons, the piano made a beeping sound. The piano cost $1.99 in most stores. The company that sent Mr. Brody the piano was dishonest. Dishonest companies often do business by mail. They are very clever. They send letters and tell people they have won something. They also trick people with their advertising. One company sold solar-powered clothes dryers through the mail. The clothes dryers were cheap, so a lot of people ordered them. When the people received their clothes dryers, they were disappointed and angry. The solar-powered clothes dryer was a string and a clothespin. Another company sold necklaces of faux pearls. The necklaces were cheap, so a lot of people ordered them. Those people, too, were disappointed and angry when they received their necklaces. The pearls were made of white plastic. The people didn't know that in French, faux means not real. People ordered faux pearls, and they got faux pearls, pearls that are not real. Every year, people in the U.S. send over $900 million to dishonest companies. The United States Postal Service tries to stop the dishonest companies who do business by mail. 500 employees at the Postal Service have only one job, stopping the dishonest companies. The Postal Service employees give this advice. If a company's prices are very, very low, watch out. Don't order a diamond for $5.99. And if you win a mini electronic piano, don't send the company $10.